This summer, VPR is taking a look at special bodies of water all across Vermont and what they mean to the communities that spend time there. South Pond in the Windham County town of Marlborough is only open to town residents. That means during the summer, South Pond is the village green, the playground, and the town pool. It's where families share potlucks and people come to unwind, exercise, and re-energize. VPR's Howard Wise Tisman takes us there.
South Pond is not the kind of place you'll stumble upon by accident. But I'll let Jack North tell you all about it.
You drive along a dirt road in Marlborough, and you turn off on a bumpy single road and through a rather magical forest. And it's a rather long trip.
North is 87 years old, and he's been spending his summers here for just about his whole life.
And when you get here, this magnificent body of water is laying there, sparkling as it is, just as beautiful as ever.
A big chunk of the land around the pond was purchased in 1919 by a wealthy family. And in 1938, a nonprofit group was formed to make an offer and work to conserve South Pond. According to meeting notes from back then, the land was purchased to, quote, furnish facilities for the social, recreational, and educational activities of its members and the youth of the area, regardless of means, race, or religion. North says, back in the day, families met just about every night during the summer, and sometimes things got pretty crazy.
Every Wednesday was a square dance, and we'd get pretty worn out and pretty warm, and we'd come here after the square dance in the middle of the night and skinny dip in here, and until somebody learned that they could drive the car down here and turn the lights on, and that was not a good idea.
Today you have to be on the Marlborough Town voter checklist to get on the town beach. South Pond has kind of become like Marlborough's rec center that just happens to be a pristine 68-acre freshwater pond with loons, eagles, and a sand beach.
One, two, three. So glad I made those trenches.
Marlborough doesn't have a general store. There's no library or town park, and the town is kind of spread out along mostly remote dirt roads. So Marco Pinella says South Pond is where people get together.
It's basically like where people see each other in the summer, you know, how we connect with people that we, you know, wouldn't see otherwise, who are hidden in little nooks of the woods on the road and stuff. So it's a good place to know your neighbors and see your neighbors and that sort of thing.
Pinella grew up here in Marlborough, and he moved away and then came back to raise his family. And he says there's a slow, rhythmic meditation in watching your kid jump off the same dock you did, and then becoming involved with those adult things you only casually noticed growing up.
You know, I think what's nice about this place is there are a lot of ways to appreciate it. You can either be romping around as a kid and playing in a lake and have no idea that all this, you know, conservation stuff is an issue, or you can be, you know, as I've gotten older and appreciated those things more and gotten involved sort of in conservation stuff myself, then it's a place you can get involved. So it's like a, you know, a lot of ways people can appreciate it.
And beyond all that, all the potlucks and the beach games and the annual regatta, Catherine Hamilton says sharing a beautiful pond with your neighbors brings the town together in ways that are hard to measure.
I believe that we have a really cohesive community here, not only in part because the pond brings us together, but the pond also allows us to, it's good for our mental health.
Through the years, the nonprofit group that owns the land around the pond has expanded its holdings and worked with the Vermont Land Trust to conserve the land in perpetuity. Today, about 800 acres are in conservation. Motorboats are not allowed, and any development is prohibited. For VPR News, I'm Howard Wise Tisman in Marlborough.